Hello, everybody, and welcome to a sixth episode of the Some Gender Going On podcast. My name's Izzy Grossoff, and today this will be a music review episode. This is for my playlist that I have called Them. It's basically about trans topics or gender topics, mostly by trans artists, but not exclusively. There's about 60, maybe 70 songs on it total, and I'll be reviewing the first dozen of them today. The reason I'm doing this is because music is a major way I've explored the emotions of gender, of living in a world that's scared of trans people or isn't ready for us, of growing up, of exploring. These songs have really resonated with me, helped me understand myself and express myself and feel seen and feel community and feel joy. And I've listened to them enough to memorize them, most of them. I can sing them from memory, and certainly I sing along with them whenever I hear them. So let's get into it. The first song I'm going to talk about is one called Never Pass. And this is by an artist who goes by the musical band name of She, Her, Hers. She's a trans woman. It's a great name for a band. Using pronouns as band titles or musical titles is definitely a recurring theme on this playlist, but I guess that makes sense. This song, you know, as you might guess from the name, Never Pass, it's a rejection of passing, of conforming to a confining image of womanhood to gain some acceptance from a fundamentally unaccepting society. And, you know, a good quote from this song that gives you an idea of what it's about, it says, I don't want to spend the rest of the life I have trying to fit into a box that's even smaller. And another part, it says, so I'll probably never pass. Seems more like hiding than being who I am. I have trouble just saying these lines. I have to sing them. I feel this. I hate hiding. I hate trying to pretend I'm something I'm not or conceal something I am. To me, transition is about authenticity, about being myself. And passing is fundamentally about a rejection of authenticity. It's about saying, well, I'm not going to be myself. I'm going to be this image that society will mete out this modicum of not looking at me. And I don't, fuck that. I don't want that. I don't really believe in safety as a goal worth striving for. Certainly not if it means abandoning these more important things. And maybe there's situations where I'd feel differently. Maybe there's situations where authenticity is an unobtainable goal, and different forms of not being true to myself would be the only options available. But I have the good fortune to not be in such a circumstance, and so I'm going to be happy for what I have. So I agree. I'll never pass. And there's some sadness with that, because it means people around me will never see me for who I am. But the reality of it is, if I'm putting on a fake mask to try to guide them in that direction, they're failing, then it's already failed. It's just being a bit closer to the truth than being the actual truth. I hate wearing masks to change appearance or secrecy. I'm fine with them for medical reasons, but not for appearance. Or being asked to tone down what I'm wearing, or being told to be scared. I hate the kind of makeup that's meant to conceal or hide or perform a face that's not mine. I'll do makeup for self-expression, for authenticity, to be more, but not to be less. I'm going to be who I am, or I'll change who I am, but I won't hide. That's my dream, at least. And so one of the final lines of the song is, or one of the recurring lines of the song is, "I'll never pass, not that I would want to anyway." And there's this sort of anguish and tragedy of saying, of giving up the dream that an accepting society that accepts me for who I truly am is even possible. At best, it's going to be people who don't understand and are okay with that. But I'm never going to live in a world where people get me, except for a fairly small fraction of people and a fairly cultivated society or community. Next song on the playlist is called Gender is Boring. It's by the same artist, she, her, hers. It might seem like an odd title for someone making a gender podcast to really enjoy. I mean, if this is a podcast all about how gender is interesting, why am I singing a song called Gender is Boring? But the song is really about how these binaryist, especially strict binary, conceptions of gender are confining and boring. It's about rejecting this confining, boys are supposed to be this way, girls are supposed to be this way. There's lines like, you know, somebody telling us when we're kids, boys don't talk that way, boys don't dress that way, boys don't act that way. But there's also this difficulty where transness is about escaping the strict form of the binary that says, I know what's right for you. But in escaping it, we often claim some gender concept, some gender label, right? The singer is claiming womanhood. I'm claiming non-binariness. If gender is this thing that's just confining, why would I take a label, and what's that label supposed to accomplish? So there's a line in the song that says, I say I'm a woman, what's that supposed to tell you? Gender doesn't tell you a damn thing about me. So it's this weird situation to be in where you feel like you're constructing gender, which is this harmful thing that's harmed you in the past, harmed me in the past. But I think the reality of it is that the reality of it is there's not some sort of ineffable taintedness that comes with engaging with the concept of gender. The harm comes when you restrict people, when you say you can't be that way, or I can't be that way, or boys aren't like that, girls aren't like that. If you use something to, and this is what concepts do, they give us a structure, a plan, a place to look, but they also give us constraints, boundaries, what's not allowed. And I think the reality of it is we want a system of gender that gives us suggestions but not constraints, that gives us possibilities, not a restricted universe. So this song sort of explores them both at the same time. Next song on the list is a song called They Them Theirs by the band Warriors. And it's a song about being non-binary and thereby being made political against one's will. And one line in it that spoke to it was, fighting between a rock and why bother? It's this sort of feeling of, on the one hand, there's this horrible, painful, trapped fake existence that I've been talking about. And on the other hand, where's the pushback coming? Why aren't we allowed out into our world? Is because, oh, it'd be too much effort. It's this conservative traditionalist mindset that says, Well, it doesn't make sense to me yet. So, and there's some minor mental, confusion, difficulty that comes from encountering a new idea. So why don't I just go and reshape the world so it never has new ideas in it, so I don't have to feel mildly confused every now and again? That's fundamentally the political goal in opposition to our authenticity. And that's sort of what the song is getting at. Next song is called "I Don't Know If I'm a Boy" by Blue Foster. It's about gender identity when labels aren't really the answer. When claiming I'm non-binary, I'm a woman, I'm blah blah blah, none of it feels right, even though I'm a boy feels wrong. So it has lines like, I could say gender non-conforming, but I've done really well conforming, and non-binary doesn't have the ring I've been looking for. In some ways, it's about a constructing identity, constructing a sense of self when the labels don't feel right. If there's a truth there and it's never been named, it's still the truth. And this song is sort of about exploring that truth when these existing narratives don't feel right. So it has a line like, I don't know if I'm a reject, I don't know if I'm a loser, but I know that I've been feeling feminine since I was teething. And I resonate with this a lot. I sometimes say I have more egg memories than memories. Egg memories being, oh yeah, that was a sign of transness. What I'm really getting at here is, yeah, I've been trans the whole time. I didn't have a name for it for a lot of the time. In a similar position as a singer. But it's more than that. This thing about being a reject or a loser, like, I didn't grow up in a world where being trans was cool or positive or even acceptable. I grew up in a world where it was horrible, where it was disgusting. And I explored it anyways. There's this scene in, I think it was Huckleberry Finn that I read as a kid, where the main character is sort of weighing up everything he's ever known about how to be a good person, about what society wants him to do, what God wants him to do, what the people in his life who are described as the most moral and upstanding and respectable and good want him to do. And then looking at his friend and saying, I'm going to help you anyways. I'm going to help you be free anyways, even though I know it's the wrong thing to do. And obviously, being trans is not as big a deal as somebody escaping slavery, but that feeling of weighing up everything you've ever been told about how to be a good person, all the people you look up to, and all the people you look up to and want to be like, and saying, I guess I'm gonna be a bad person anyways, because there's something more fundamental calling me in this direction than goodness and badness. And then you find out later, much, much later, that maybe you were doing the good thing all along, and everybody you ever thought was a good person actually had no idea what they were talking about. I remember. So the song ends with, "Now I know that I'm a reject, my own special kind of loser, but I know that I've been feeling feminine since I was breathing." And accepting oneself as having opted into being a loser and a reject, it's pretty special. And I think something I have and continue to have challenges with, but I'm mostly on the other side now. Another part of the song is there's a line that goes, I remember pretty girls with pretty clothes. I was envious. How can I be one of those? I remember staring at kids my age, girls my age, in elementary school, middle school, high school. I remember thinking that I was ogling them, that this was an expression of masculine unwanted lust. I don't think that's the most accurate description of what was going on. I think it was gender envy. I was staring at people wearing clothes I wanted to wear, which emphasized body features I wished I had. It took me a long time and listening to a lot of songs to recontextualize that. Another line of the song, it goes, "Lose a little weight and you can wear anything you want." I've fallen into that trap, this gender as a reward for good behavior, and good behavior meaning societally preferred behavior like losing weight, separate from one's actual desires about how one wants to be. I fall, that brain worm of weight invalidating my gender or my expressions of gender, I've fallen into that quite a bit. I've learned over time that what I don't like looking like is masculine, and a lot of the expressions of masculine are tied up with concepts of size and where fat is placed and things like that. And that I really don't have any negative feeling towards weight as long as it's feminine. So that's a direction I'm heading now. But I think there's something more fundamental here, which is what's giving me dysphoria is like seeing or feeling my gut or the feeling of having muscles where there shouldn't be, or things like this, and not sort of wrapping that up into this whole ball that society often hands us of saying, "Oh, you'd be prettier if you were lighter." It's like, no, that's not what's going on here. That's not the dynamic here. So, yeah. This song has a lot of feelings. Another song which is a little lighter, a little more fun, is a song called The Non-Binary Song by Marna Nell. It's a simple song, it's easy to sing. It's got lines like, "You tell me I'm confused about the person I should be. The only one confused is you. I know that I am me." It feels like a kid's folk song, a sing-along song. "I know that I am me." It's very powerful. That's what matters, is being my authentic self. I like that the song sets non-binariness as the default. It's so rare that a song does that, or really any sort of literature. There are songs that are about non-binariness, but they exists in opposition to a strict gendered world and strict binary world. And that's very true, but it's also nice to have a song that's it's about the community of non-binariness. So it's got a line like, so a refrain of the song goes, a line for the girls was pretty pink, and the line for the boys was blue. There's another line for everyone else, a line for me and you. And later in the song, another door to the outside world, a door for me and you. Another world for everyone else, a world for me and you. And so, as a non-binary person listening to the song, I feel close, I feel loved, and I appreciate that. I got to tell the singer that I liked the song, found him on social media. Found them? I think any pronouns, but I'm gonna use them. Found them on social media, and that was nice. Next song is called How to Dress as Human by Laura Less, who's one of the two singers in the band, or the two musicians in the band 100 Gecs, but this was before she joined that, I believe. It's a song about dressing for a party and second guessing one's appearance, second guessing attending at all, second guessing trying to go too feminine with the fear of rejection, of high stakes, the fear of even worse than rejection, the dysphoria of performance, of seeing all your insecurities and dysphoria when trying to look nice and being seen. A recurring line in the song is this how every human feels? There's a animation to go along with the song, which was of a crocodile wearing a skirt and lipstick and looking at herself in the mirror. And I feel that. This feeling like being trans, you're this like monster putting on this mocking terrible imitation of femininity in the case of trans feminine people. And then asking, are these just the normal insecurities that go with everybody's life? I think the answer is to a starting point, yes, but this feeling of monstrousness, of insincerity is constructed, is applied to just us, and reinforced over and over and over again. But you know what? I don't have to live that way, right? Yes, I feel that way, but it's a feeling that diminishes over time. After a while, it becomes, so what if I am a crocodile? I'm still gonna wear a dress. I don't care. I'll do what feels right. And, the world can make up its own minds about how it feels about me. I don't care. Next song on the playlist is Village by Vrabel. Now, this singer isn't trans, unlike the previous ones, but he's a very good, I'll call him an accomplice, because ally sounds too militaristic, but accomplice has that right sort of counter-authoritarianism. It's a song about a trans masc person, closeted, trying to be himself. It's got lines like, and it uses this metaphor of it takes a village to raise a child. Well, this is a song about it takes a village to force a child into the closet. It's got lines like, There's something wrong with the villa. There's nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with the village. It's about religious rejection, familial rejection. Lines like, you can't tell grandma because her heart can't take it and she might not make it. Excuses being used, shielding unaccepting elderly relatives, but they're excuses being made by people who don't want to be seen with a trans person, but aren't going to come right out and say that. Unacceptance comes in many ways, and it's often layered upon layer upon layer. Next song is called Am I a Girl by Poppy. It's exploring gender. Around this time, the singer Poppy went from a very femme, cheery, wholesome pop sound to songs where she'd sing both higher feminine parts and lower growling, masculine sounding parts, along with darker imagery and a more of a metal sound. And she eventually settled on a gender identity as a cis woman who is often gender nonconforming in her performances. And to give you a sense of how nonconforming her actions are, she was nominated for a Grammy for the best solo metal performance in 2021. And she was the first solo female artist ever nominated for this, to give you an idea of how gendered this style of music was and is. And I think this song kind of points at that progression and that exploration that was happening as she was thinking here. She got lines like, sometimes I'm feminine, sometimes I'm masculine, don't evaluate me as woman or man. And, I want to be a girl. It's a sort of idea of like not feeling like one has control of what gender people see one as when one's not sort of actively going out of one's way to conform. What I'm saying is she's definitely got some gender going on. Next song is a song called Cloud Nine, specifically an alternate take of Cloud Nine with added pronouns, which I'll explain in a moment. This is by a band called Beach Bunny. And it's a romantic song. It's about how things are better when she's with her partner. She's on cloud nine when she's with her partner. And it shifts between the second person for the listener who's in the role of the partner, like, I'm confident when I'm with you, and the third person. But when he loves me, I feel like I'm floating. Now, originally, all three verses of the song used he because the writer was thinking of a straight relationship. But after requests from fans, an alternate version of the song was put out, where in the three verses, it uses he and she and they. So it ends on, but when they love me, I feel like I'm floating. The song refers to me as they. It's a magical feeling, it's perfect. This is how I knew they was the right pronoun for me. It was a song I heard early on in picking that out for myself. And I've run with it ever since. Next song is a song called SRS by Chase Icon. And, it's talking about bottom surgery, about one used to have traditionally masculine lower surgery and then had traditionally masculine genitalia, and then had surgery to have more traditionally feminine genitalia. It opens with a Lady Gaga quote when asked in an interview to respond to claims that she has a penis. And Lady Gaga says, maybe I do. Would it be so terrible? Why the hell am I going to waste my time and give a press release about whether or not I have a penis? My fans don't care, and neither do I. And the song is about the other possible response to the question. Chase Icon is reveling in her newfound vagina, in glorious and explicit imagery, in being trans, loud and fleshy and real. This is what a press release about whether or not I have a penis should sound like. All right, I've been going for right about half an hour here, so I think I'm gonna end the podcast here. got more songs I can talk about another time, but I got stuff to do, so I don't want to keep going on this forever. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for, being here with me. And hope it helped you think. Feel free to get in touch if you want to talk more. Thanks.